Good evening, everybody, and you're welcome to the latest TeachNet podcast. Today, I'm joined by Adrian Webb, chairperson of Computer Education Society of Ireland. Adrian, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Mick.
Adrian, this is always an exciting time of the year for SESI. You have your annual conference coming up in Portlaoise on February the 24th and the 25th. Fascinating title this year, Teachnology. Maybe you'll tell us a little bit about it.
Well, as you say, it's our conference this year and we've had many more before. So each year it gives us a bit of trouble to decide what it is that we would come up with as a title, because as situations change within schools, the relevance of one title doesn't always hold for another year. And given that most schools did get quite a lot of equipment last year, we kind of felt that it would be looking at the whole area of teaching and what goes on in the classroom with the help and aid of technology. So somebody just laughingly threw out the word, well, what about Teachnology? And we threw it around, kicked it around for a bit and said, yeah, I kind of like that, because it brings together the whole idea that teaching is what we are about as educators, and that anything that assists us basically could be called anology, as it were. And in this particular instance, it happens to be computers, ICTs and all of those.
Fascinating. I think it's a great title. I read recently somewhere that great teachers have always used good tools, no matter what the technology is, whether it's a blackboard, a pen, or a book even. And I suppose this year, building on the investment that has been put in over the last 2 years, and you say a lot of equipment came in last year, this seems like a really good title. What is going to start you off on the Friday night? What are you going to do on the Friday? And what are some of the themes that you're going to touch on the Saturday then?
Well, Friday night, in a way, is a separate entity to the actual conference itself. For the last few years, we've developed this item called a SESI Meet. And in essence, what it is, it's a coming together of a group of people who don't really know what they're coming to on the night in question, interestingly enough, and who will, over the course of the night, hear a number of presentations ranging from 2 minute to 5 minute, which is always interesting both for those who are presenting and those who are listening. And then we would usually have a number of 15-minute soapbox where somebody might be invited to speak about what they are passionate about, what's close to their heart. And those attending are free to move around, so you can take in a few of the different soapboxes and see which one that intrigues you most. It's normally held in quite an informal environment, and this year it's going to be held, as last year, in the Heritage Hotel, which is in Portlaoise itself. There will be a bar, so obviously that lubricates things, and the discussion, even though the event runs from 7 till 9, the discussions, I've no doubt, will go on for quite a while afterwards. We make a point of not really saying what's going to be on the agenda, because it's a bit of a lucky bag. Let people find out, but what will be guaranteed is that you will go home with your head buzzing with new ideas, new possibilities, and possibly some you would never in a blue fit try in the classroom. But that's the nature of the event.
Absolutely, I think the SESI Meet is a great format. I had the pleasure or the terror, whatever word you want to use it, of presenting at one of them a couple of years ago, and I thought it was a great format. And I suppose just moving on then to Saturday, you get into the conference officially, and you're back in Portlaoise town again on Saturday.
Yes, we're going to be in Portlaoise College, and this is our third year there, and the venue works really, really well for the conference, and we're very grateful to the principal and staff who allow us to have it there. Then we go into the conference, as I said, I think 8:30 for registration and 9 o'clock kickoff, and we have to be on time because we have so much to fit in during the day. Anne O'Keefe, who is in OVEC, will be opening our conference. I'm very grateful for that, followed by Jared McHugh, who is looking after NCT these days. And our keynote, we're very excited about altogether, is being given by Professor Steve Wheeler, who is coming over to us from the UK. Now, he has a blog that is very, very lively and that is called Learning with Ease. It's a blog spot. And certainly, there's certainly loads of exciting things and thoughts that are there. I'm expecting him to be challenging in what he says, to give us plenty of food for thought, and perhaps maybe leave us with a bit of disquiet rather than anything else. Not too comfortable in our zones, but challenging as to what can be done in education.
And I note, Adrian, that his title is Enhanced Learning Futures. Maybe you might say a little bit about what you'd hope, you know, that you get us out of our comfort zones. Why, you probably have some thoughts on that. What comfort zone do you think we need to be taken out of?
Well, having read some of his work and knowing what he has said, I think he likes to shake things up when it comes to how we think about education, teaching and learning. And that in that context, the tools that have become available to us are seen as to how enhance that. I was curious that when I was reading one of his blogs, he talked about being at a recent event to which he saw a number of BBC Model B computers, for those of us who are old enough to remember them. And he described how when he had the opportunity in his third level college at that stage of bringing them into the college, he left one outside his door. Did a bit of programming on it and just left it there to see if people would respond to it. Well, he ended up having to do a whole room full of them because he created and generated so much interest that it went from one to two and then he had to get a room. So I think he's very much about finding out how the technology can enhance and not letting the technology, as it were, lead, but let the people using the technology lead the way. And in that sense, I think sometimes in the current classroom model, certainly from my own environment, at second level with the predominance of the exams, the teacher can be the focus too often. And I think it's that old phrase of guide on the side may be the one that's more pertinent in these circumstances, but I actually expect them to take it beyond that.
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm familiar with his work. He's a great coup to get for SESI, for the keynote. So I'm looking forward to hearing him on the Saturday. And then when he's stirred up the troops and got them ready to
yes,
rebel,
indeed.
I believe you have a packed day. You have 18 presentations and 10 workshops. Tell us a little bit about some of the topics and some of the themes that are in among those 28 separate events.
Well, I think definitely you need to be in training for this and have the pen and everything else ready to go. I certainly think that if you're intending to come for the conference, it is worthwhile spending a little bit of time looking at the programme in advance and deciding what it is that you would like to attend. And I would say also that the workshops will be in rooms with computers. We'd certainly attempt to facilitate as many people as possible. But to do the one-on-one on the computer, we would envisage that we'll have to limit numbers to a certain extent in those occasions. My goodness me, you ask me, what have we got? We have a wide range. We're very aware that those who come to SESI themselves come from varying backgrounds. The novice beginner, the person who is just trying to find their way around technologies, maybe a school has taken a decision to introduce and they're feeling a bit at sea, to those who have been around for quite a long time and in fact are leading the race themselves in what they're doing. So to give you a kind of a flavour, one of the ones is we have ICT for technophobes. Now, I think that's a fairly good place to start for somebody who might be feeling put off by the whole idea of the SESI conference, that it may be full of those who have the problem solved, who are expert in everything. And then we move from that to something like Cool Tools for Schools with Anne McMurrow, which is an interesting experiment with using eye touches in a primary school classroom. So that's those two. You can also have a look at immersive learning in history. And there seems to be a bit of a history theme this year. We have at least a workshop and a presentation dealing with history, which I think is interesting, as I think it can add an awful lot to the whole subject.
Just looking at the programme, two things struck me. I thought there's a huge variety there. And I thought that there's quite a focus on games, and there are at least two workshops on programming. One around the Kinect and the other around Scratch. And I suppose in light of recent announcements in the UK by Michael Gove in relation to computer science being revamped over there, and with rumours that the NCCA are developing a short course in computer programming, some of those might be of particular interest to teachers at both primary and second level.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting to see what's happened, say, if we take, for example, Scratch over the last 2 to 3 years. It seems to be growing at an incremental base, but it seems to be very much driven by teachers themselves seeing the benefit and the advantage of it, and then taking it in and experimenting with students. And I know I've tried it myself with some students and it goes down very well. I think the other attraction is that it's quite intuitive and it can be used at a very young age. So in that sense, because a lot of the time programming puts people off, let's face it. They think maybe HTML or the C++ and all of that jargon, and I've got to learn a whole new code. And I think it's important that for students, but also for teachers there who deliver it, that it's seen as something that's very accessible. Because we keep being told on the economy side that into the future we need programmers, we need the people who have the technology. Why aren't the schools doing the jobs? Well, there may not be anything formal there, but schools have been trying to do this for quite a long time.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think there's a problem, actually, with the name computer programming. I think it has all sorts of connotations. And some work that we're doing here in the Digital Hub in a program we call Future Creators. I was only making the comment recently that we should be looking at the programming side and the creative side. And really what we're looking at is tools for making things. That's how I see it. And I think we may need to change the name, but maybe Ceci can get on the case on that one. I suppose just to close, what struck me was that there's quite a variety this year across the speakers and the settings that they come from. It seems to be a great mix between primary and post-primary. And it seems that some of the themes that are being covered are applicable in all settings, particularly in those two.
Well, I think what we've seen happen over the years, and I think you're quite right in what you say about the programme for this year, Ceci has always endeavoured to make sure that there's something there for everybody, first, second and third level. But I think more this year we see that, as you say, that they are tools, that it's not, oh, if you're a primary school teacher, you should be going to workshop A, B and C or presentation D and E. That there is wide choice, because after all, the teacher gets the tool. And then the creativity, the inventiveness, the adaptation by the teacher makes that tool whatever it is going to be in the specific classroom. So two of us could be secondary school teachers. We may take the same tool, we may use it in totally different ways. And the same applies across first and second and third level. And I actually think it's wonderful, because really the tools are there. It's an opportunity for teachers to be that creative person. You mentioned creativity a moment ago in the context of programming. But let's face it, every time you walk into a classroom, it's a dynamic situation. You are being creative all day, whether it's in the way you handle a particular problem or you came into the class prepared in a certain way. Something happens and you have to upend it completely and redo it on the spot. No time to think. So I think this sort of approach, it'll be interesting to see how people respond, and it'll be wonderful to get a good mix at each of the presentations.
Absolutely. I think it's a great programme. Let me wish you all the best over the 2 days. I'm sure it will be a huge success as always. I'm reminded there by your last comments of a phrase by Mitch Resnick when he talks about digital tools. He calls them finger paint. I think that's a nice way of thinking about it and fits with what you were saying. And I'm no doubt that people will come back from the conference enthused with lots of new ideas, and hopefully they will start to use that technology to transform, or whatever word you want to use, their teaching, learning, and even maybe their assessment in their classrooms. So, Adrian, best of luck.